Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Runner's World podcast with me, Rick Pearson.
Me, Ben Hobson.
And me, Jane Maguire.
Today, we're talking about the benefits of hill running, among other things. So that's something to look forward to. Before all that, though, we've got a few lovely letters in, actually.
We have.
I'll read one out. This is from a bloke called
Luke Vince.
It's Luke.
You can't mispronounce Luke Vince, can you?
Luke Vince.
It's pretty obvious.
It's bloody Luke Vince.
It's Luke Vince. But he said, I've dipped in and out of your podcast over the past few months, but lately I've been listening back to back. I love it. It's got a good range of guests being interviewed who have different backgrounds, different experiences, and different messages. So I felt inclined to email as I recently had some good advice. Two cracking pieces of information. A was running is for fitness and not to prove fitness. Time to lose the ego on Strava. And number two was take my easy runs easier. And he thinks these 2 points are inextricably connected. And
well, I just done, thought, Luke.
What are your tips? If you had to say one tip to someone, maybe beginner friendly, if you said, right, you get into running,
Well, those are our tips, Rick. That's what he's saying.
Well, I don't know if he is.
Someone far more knowledgeable than me. I can't remember who it was. Someone who I follow on Twitter, sorry if it is you, said Kipchoge, the man himself, runs his easy miles. He starts at 9:30.
In the morning?
So, no pace, minute mile.
It's so specific if it was 9:30 in the morning. Guys, great tip.
Anyone going out and running faster than a 9 to 9:30 minute mile for their easy runs is running faster than the fastest man in the world and needs to slow down. That's my advice. Yeah, and that's not for beginners, that's for everyone in January.
So I was thinking about this, right? Because say Kipchoge's, say like his 5 minute mile is my 8 minute mile, for instance. So his 9:30 minute mile isn't what the average person. It's even easier for him, right? What's the equivalent of that for someone who's going to run a four-hour marathon?
Lying down.
Well, he's wearing like two tracksuits, isn't he? Because he physically gets cold. It's probably his, like me walking the dog. Like, he's that cold running at that pace.
Yep.
But I just think it means that, like, it should feel really easy, shouldn't it? Easy miles should feel really easy.
I like the clothing. Apparently, in Kenya, how you dress for a run is kind of indication of how you're going to run. So if you rock up in like vest and shorts, you better run quickly, whereas if you're in like a tracksuit, it says like this is an easy run, just chilled. Quite like that.
I'm gonna buy a tracksuit.
Yeah
Can I reckon you would run easy, wouldn't
you? If you were like just in a full tracksuit, you'd be like 9:30s.
Do you or do you not think I can make the tracksuit a thing in 2022?
All right, here you go, here's a question for you. Would you go for a zip at the ankle or full poppers down the legs?
Poppers. Ooh. Love a popper.
So you could just literally like rip them off when it gets too good, when you just need to sprint.
Mile two, just unpopped.
It's
a good point though, Jane. I think it's probably the number one thing that runners get wrong, isn't it? Is that easy runs, in inverted commas, just end up not being easy.
No.
And because there can be a kind of, I don't know, misconception that if it doesn't hurt or it's not hard, then how can it be improving your fitness? You kind of have to trust in easy running a bit more than like the benefits of running quickly or like going out and doing your best park run. That you can kind of feel that's making you fitter, can't you? Whereas like easy running is like a kind of sort of silent thing that's happening in the background in some ways.
I think you just got to consider it from like a nervous system point of view. So you're always going to consider your
like your muscles and your cardiovascular system, and you kind of feel like running should be putting both of those things under duress, right? That's kind of like, oh, you want to be breathing hard, or you want to be feel your legs like the muscles are working and that sort of. But your nervous system is kind of like being stretched, like by general life and, you know, day to day as we go along. So if you consider that actually the easy running should be not taxing upon your nervous system, so that you finish the run and you don't feel like stressed by it, like you need to have that, like it should be a relaxing kind of thing. I think that's kind of like sometimes how I approach it, in terms of treat it, regard, disregard all the other bits about running which are kind of meant to be you know, the physicality of it, and kind of go for a bit more of the like holistic you know, nervous system sensory bit of it, and go, oh, if that was easy enough that I feel pretty mellow and just like, you know, my body doesn't feel wired and I haven't got any like weird kind of like jittery whatever at the end of it, yeah, all, that's kind of like a good measure, I think.
Yeah, and to Luke's other point, I think if Strava is making you run in a way you know you shouldn't, then take a break from it. Like, you can still switch, upload your runs on there, but you can delete, or you can be, I don't know, can you delete the app and the runs would still upload? I don't know, but do something to not look at it. Unfollow everyone.
Set all your activities to private, so that when it automatically uploads, no one sees it. So you've got it. It's like a training diary then. So if you want to be on the platform and to look at it and to give other people kudos, and, you know, if you're not sitting there comparing yourself to others, and but you still want to use, then yeah, automatically upload, but set everything to private, and then you're not sitting there waiting for people to give you credit, give you kudos on what you've been doing. You can just have it as like a, I've run X number of miles this week, and it's all saved in this little place here. And that's
comparison is a thief of joy.
Sure is.
Said Jane.
Sit with that, guys.
Did you make that up, Jane? Is that top of the head? Did you just come up with that?
That's amazing.
No, another person didn't.
Another
tweet
podcaster.
That. I'm just full of quotes, guys. What else do you want me to quote for you?
Anything.
But I think that quote applies to everyone. The more you compare, the less you're going to enjoy life. So stop comparing.
Oh, I tell you what.
There's a soundbite. See you later. Yeah,
that's
happy
good.
New
you
year.
Can have a fridge, have a little fridge magnet on that. That's good fridge magnet stuff, isn't it?
Live life, love Prosecco. Here we go. Right. Another. I got a message on Instagram from Michael, who says he's a regular listener, but also managed to get you and me, Rick, confused. But it's a nice message, and I want to get the guy. I want to, because he's done a lot of running. And he mentions the South Downs Way, and I took credit for your efforts, so don't worry about it.
Great.
But he's Midland-based, near Birmingham, and he was wondering if we knew of any starter ultras in the area. I don't, because it's not near where I live, and it's not really my distance or knowledge. But do you know any in the Midlands area? I suggested the Seven Toe Path, because it's flat, and that was kind of as far as I got with that. So maybe it's not one for now, but if people in the Midlands area near Birmingham want to email in, podcast@runnersworld.co.uk, suggest a few like beginner ultras for Michael.
Rick's gonna know one, I can see
him. Yeah,
I'm
hoping
pondering.
He will off the top of his head. Well, he'll just have one.
I mean, it's not quite in Birmingham, but I feel like the Malvern Hills will have something. That's
up and down
nice.
Though this is, you know, he says he's pretty accomplished up to marathon, so I feel like he's a 50k would be a good place to begin. But Malvern Hills, mate, come on.
I don't know too many. I know there's a few 40 milers, but these aren't, I mean, one of them's on the Grand Union Canal, the country to capital, but that's going into London. But yeah, there might be something else in the Grand Union Canal that is flat and that kind of distance. But
most important, he said he's enjoying the podcast, so there you go.
That's good. That's nice.
Isn't it?
Hey, look, we were saying not to compare ourselves to people, but let's just compare ourselves to one guy quickly. This is a Lithuanian ultra runner called Alexander Sorokin, and he's amazing, basically. He's like the absolute man at like 24-hour races, 12-hour run. Check out his latest 12-hour record he set last week. He ran an average pace of 6:32-minute miling for 100 miles, and he covered 100 miles in 10 hours, 51 minutes and 39 seconds. That's sort of the equivalent of running like 4 lots of 250 marathons.
That's insane.
It's insane, isn't it?
Some people are just built different.
Yeah.
That's isn't it?
You say that, Ben, but I was going to look at his training because I was like, maybe he's a talented man, because he's got an interesting life. He's actually a croupier in a sort of casino.
Right.
What's that?
You know, like somebody sort of hands out the cards and the, you know, oh, you want to put it all on red? Okay, no worries. Let me just do up me Hokers first and you can do it, that kind of thing.
He might not be sponsored by Hoka, Rick. You got him in trouble now.
No, I don't think he is, actually. I think he wears the Nike shoes, actually.
The Nike shoes.
You know, like most people do. but he runs anywhere between 200 and 300 kilometres a week, wow. Three long runs, two interval sessions, a gym session several times a week, and sometimes he goes to the pool. So if you want to run 650, 250 marathons times four, that's what you have to do. So easy.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's... Thankfully, I don't feel compelled to compare myself to him, so that's okay.
Don't follow him on Strava. Bullet. Can you imagine?
Oh God! Oh, he's been for a run, has he? Oh, that's a surprise. No, that's amazing. That is genuinely phenomenal.
It's genuinely amazing. It's insane, isn't it? Yeah,
yeah, yeah, That is wow. 200 to 300 kilometers every week. Yep. Yep.
Lot,
yep.
That's. I mean, 300. What's 300 kilometers? 200 miles, pretty much.
Yeah, it's a long way. So on that note, Swift Comparison, how's your running going, Rick?
Actually, I'm actually running all right at the minute. I've still got a kind of knee operation that's due to happen that I think I will go ahead with. But just on the running front, I'm not getting too much pain. So I did a 15 mile run last weekend, which is great. And then, I've done a few 8 milers, this week and been feeling all right. I haven't been setting the world alight, but did a kind of sort of tempo thing where I'm trying to sort of put instead of just going out and doing like say 20 minutes tempo, I'll do 10 minutes and then 10 minutes quite easy and then 10 minutes, so it kind of works out the same but it's a bit easier. And I'm feeling like, yeah, it's nice to go back because there's like levels of getting back to run, isn't there? Like you can be like, oh, I'm running pain free, or I'm jogging around or whatever, but to actually put in a few speedier things, it makes me feel like I am actually getting somewhere. So a good start to 2022. What about you, Jane?
I have a big announcement, actually. So I haven't actually told anyone apart from my brother this, so this really is a great breaking news, guys. I got in on the Chicago ballot.
Oh, amazing.
The third major that I've got in on a ballot. Sorry, everyone, I'm that person. So I wasn't going to run a marathon this year. I was going to take some time off, but...
But look what happened.
Look what happened. Here we are. So at the moment, I am very much focusing on just running when I want to run and trying to enjoy it and trying to take some time off because that was going to be my goal. So I'm doing loads of Pilates and my goal for 22 is to only do things I enjoy.
Nice.
So until marathon training starts, I'm only doing exercise that I want to do. So it's like a six month plan of just doing what I want to do. So if I wake up and I'm like, I want to do a speed session today, I'll go and do it. And if I wake up and be like, I hate running today, I don't want to run, I don't run.
I like that.
I'm just listening to my body and what I want to do. So I'm not doing any strength training because I hate lifting weights. I'm just doing loads of Pilates, loads of yoga, a little bit of running. And then in August, I'll probably have an absolute breakdown and you'll be here to pick up the pieces and get me back into a marathon training plan.
Sounds ideal.
So tune in and
I like that, Jane. Yeah, like joy, the joy plan, the joy plan.
Yeah, the joy plan. Yeah. The biggest plus of that whole mindset is that you're entering into this whole thing positive. Like it's not that thing where you start a marathon training plan, and I think even the keenest of runners will start a plan and be like, oh, this is going to be a bit of graft.
Yeah.
Because if you start it going, I'm just going to do what I want now.
If I get to August and I think I don't want to do it this year, I defer. Like, do you mean it's what's the worst case scenario?
Yeah.
I think for so long, I've put so much pressure on fitness. And I think that's why I'd got to a point before the London Marathon where I was like, I just want this to be over. And it wasn't the running part. I love running, but it was the like pressure part.
Yeah.
And I think I turned exercise into this thing that I had to do. And actually it's like, if I only do the things I want to do, you know, I don't think, I'm not going to sit on the sofa and never move because it's not in my DNA, but I think it's like doing the movement I want to do.
Yep.
And it's just made me enjoy the runs I'm doing so much more because I'm doing them because I want to do them, not because I feel like I have to run this amount today and someone's going to look at it. I do, I miss having a training plan in some aspects, but I do feel a lot calmer and a lot happier and I'm enjoying the runs a lot more. So... No plan, 22.
That's wicked, Jane. Like, that's got to be right, hasn't it? Like, everything you say there, like, yeah, totally can understand that turning exercise into a pressurized thing, and then it loses some of its joy, and actually it becomes a stressor rather than a de-stressor at that point, I think, as well, which is not ideal.
Obviously, you guys are parents, but with the dog as well, trying to, and you know, anyone with a job and any sort of responsibilities will know that exercise then becomes something else you have to try and fit into a life that's already busy, and it's dark all the time in the winter, so why would I want to get up and do mile repeats at 6 a.m? No thanks. I'll do a lunchtime run and do 4 miles and be happy with that. But obviously that's just personal goal, and you know, it might change later in the year. I might want to do a marathon and run really fast, but at the moment, no.
But you'll get to that point. You'll get to that point in such a good place, though. If you say you get to August and you've spent your whole time just building up to it, because you know what it feels like to build up for a marathon. So you can just take that knowledge and apply it to the I'll do whatever I want whenever I want. You'll get there anyway. And then you'll get to August and probably be like, oh, I'm in quite good shape now. Actually, this has worked out well. Yeah. And you go into, you know, and see what happens. Hey, it's well done.
Thanks. Coach Jane. How about you, Ben? Coach Jane, the happiness plan. Only do things that make you happy.
Exactly.
It's good.
I've experienced both the full spectrum of running this week. Last time I spoke to Rick, I hadn't run. And then I went running with Josh and Matt, who live nearby. And it was the first time in a while that I'd been out running with people because of just like, apart from you guys, when I've been at work. It was great. Went out, didn't look at my watch. They were doing the pace and they ran whatever they wanted. And I just kind of went along and ran further than I thought I was going to, and got home and had really, really loved it. And was just like, oh man, cool. Running with people is great. This is awesome. I remember what running's like. And then I ran today and I've gone the complete opposite direction and I hated every single second of it. And like genuinely like was just like, oh, well, this is completely the worst thing that's ever happened.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Why was that? Why were you? Why is it so bad?
I don't really know. I think that it's a sort of. So I was on the treadmill, and I'm not shifting any blame on. I like the treadmill, so I was using the treadmill to try and sort of like gauge how I was doing with some of my like little niggles or something that have been going on, and I was filming, like trying to look at my gait. So I was kind of like on the treadmill doing some running, filming it and looking at it. And it just felt really bad. So normally when you run and you feel bad, right, you kind of just go, oh, it's a bad run and you feel up. But when you can physically watch back how you were running and it felt bad, and then that makes what you see look bad, even though if you actually looked at it from a completely plain point of view, it probably wouldn't look bad. But I've never liked the way I look when I run anyway. And I don't like how I look generally anyway. So it was kind of like it all ties in with like, it felt bad, and then I've watched it and I thought, that looks bad. And then I just went, oh, I hate running. And so it was kind of like this broad
spiral.
The spiral of just like, why is this suddenly like the changed into? And then it just kind of made me feel like there must be so many people who are running right now who've just maybe started running again in the new year, who've just gone, God, I hate this. This is not this is not really that great. And I just want to, it's kind of a reassuring, it happens to absolutely everyone all the time. And the opposite spectrum of that was earlier in the week, which was, it was great. So just, you know, take the hit of that was dreadful and keep going, because it is awesome.
Stop filming yourself.
Well, yeah, but it's useful.
Give yourself a break.
Well, I would absolutely never film every, like, and this is, I was doing this as just like
a one-off. How regularly are you filming yourself run, just out of interest?
Oh, irregularly. Like, this is maybe the second time I've ever done it.
Okay.
I think everyone hates how they look. Like, there's a reason why race photo businesses must be plummeting, because who looks good in them? Sorry to those photographers.
I want those photographers to go to about mile one. Be much better than the home straight, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But have you ever been for a gait analysis where they filmed you running?
Yeah, oh, yeah. And you look like an ogre trying to to run in a swimming pool.
So having done that, I imagined that I could replicate and sort of inform myself of the same, like, all right, cool, and be like, yeah, I remember what this is like. I know what I'm meant to be looking for, you know. We've been doing this a while. I'm kind of like fairly nuanced in what like running well looks like and trying to apply the same rules to myself. Anyway, it doesn't work. So, because you're just hypercritical. So I was just like, anyway, it just ended up being this just like, but even though I actually probably ran like quite well or whatever it was, I just didn't like it. So yeah, it was, and I think it kind of tied in with like, with the current everybody thing that we're trying to like get out there with the magazine and on the site, in that, you know, even experienced, I would call myself fairly experienced in running, like I still just, it didn't feel good today at all. Mm. And I just want to be like, hey, if you're listening to this and it didn't feel good, don't worry, because it always sometimes does feel like that. So yeah, my running has, I've had the broad spectrum of
it's
feels.
Been a roller coaster.
Oh,
yeah,
mate,
it's been
I'm exhausted.
Yeah, and I'd say don't look, as someone who's struggled with body image for my entire life, I think sometimes you look at a picture of yourself and you think, oh, I look hideous and this and this and this and all this is wrong. But if you look at it again in like a month, a year, you'll be like, oh, that's not too bad. I think it's so hard when you're caught up in that like angry downward spiral cycle to look at anything in a positive way.
Oh, completely.
So just watch the video again in like 2 months, then you'll be like, oh, actually, that wasn't that bad at all.
No, I'm never watching it again. No, similarly.
Or just ban it. Burn your phone, burn your house.
My phone has been destroyed. No, but similarly, like on the body image front, like I, you know, we've spoken about this before, but like I grew up as like quite a big kid, and when you're quite chubby at school, and you associate exercise with the torture of sports day and kind of exercise and punishment and all of the existing things, that's always an underlying element. You know, it doesn't take much for your brain to tell you all the things you know that you shouldn't be listening to when you start doing these things. So it was one of those sorts of days, but you know, I'll go out later this week and I'm sure it'll be great.
I think you're right, Ben, is that you kind of take the highs and lows of running. It isn't the narrative of running, it can be this kind of continuous runner's high kind of like every run makes me feel fantastic and all that sort of stuff, and you never regret going out for a run. And I think largely that's true, but it doesn't mean that you don't have days that where running feels like a slog, and that's just kind of,
but also those days, Rick, those days where it feels amazing.
Yeah,
when you feel like you've got main character energy and everyone's looking at you and you're like, yes, this is the best day of my entire life.
Exactly.
They're the kind of runs you need to channel.
You've got to get through the bad ones. Yeah, exactly. Well,
it's funny, Jane, because you're talking about like the joy schedule, which I'd love to get the print out of that, because sounds amazing. But maybe
it's just one page. It just says, do what you want.
Do what you want.
Smile.
I think the kind of opposite end of the joy schedule, probably the element of training, I don't know if it's been the same for you guys when you've been training for marathons, but like hill training, I think, is the one that people probably like least, and as a consequence it's probably the one that will just get jettisoned. So you might be like, look, I could do the tempo running, or at a push I'm happy to do the interval training, but hill training, you know, running up and down a hill, it's a hard sell, isn't it? Like, it's the one that you think, oh man, like can I actually drag myself to do that. I found that anyway. Would you agree?
I actively avoid hills everywhere in life, mentally, physically, geographically, like, not there.
Give
not
me an
here
easy
for
life
hills.
In Norwich, that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, like, I live in Surrey, there's no hills.
There's some hills, aren't there? Box Hills in Surrey, isn't it?
Yeah, Rick, not on the Thames Path.
I live on the Thames, okay, yeah.
I'm on the Thames Path, I will not go up a hill. I hate hill running. I know it will make me better, I know it will make me faster, I know it will make me stronger, but I just hate it. And that's not part of the Joy Plan 22, is it? But
It should be. What about you, Ben? What's your?
I don't mind a hill.
I'm interested in the cycling perspective as well, because obviously hills are sort of lauded in cycling, aren't they?
Yeah, so certain strips of road are considered to be absolute, places of worship. No, I don't mind. I mean, I'm not a yeah, in no way designed for the climbs. But I quite like them. I don't mind a hill session.
Yeah. Well, there's a piece in the Runner's World that's coming out at the end of this month for Tom Craggs. He's obviously like very, very knowledgeable UK coach. And what I liked about it was that he offered quite a lot of different options for hill running. Because I think you can look at it, and if you don't like it, be like, I know what hill running is. It's like running up hard for a minute, walking down or jogging down, and you know, times eight or whatever. But he talks about some of like the benefits of it, which are like probably quite well known, but like definitely a kind of improving strength perspective. It gets talked about as like some people think you don't even have to do like squats and lunges if you do hill work, because it's sort of strength work in disguise.
And if you do like 6 second efforts full tilt up a hill, that's like doing weightlifting.
That's the one, isn't it? They're kind of like the flat out hill sprint is like a very much a power generating thing. And I think it improves technique as well. I think it gets lauded a lot in Born to Run. I remember reading Born to Run thinking, I need to go and run up some hills more, because this idea that you couldn't actually run technically badly uphill, it forces you into like your arms to pump more, your knees to higher knees, shorter cadence, all that sort of thing. So it's really worth doing. But one of the things I liked, he offered like a few different sessions. So I thought maybe just read out a couple of them, just so people are aware that if they do accept they have to do some hills, it's not just one option out there. There's about eight in the magazine, but there's three that I'll talk about here, I think. The first one is one Ben talked about, and that's hill sprint. So that's best for sort of building power, pure speed, fast twitch, muscle recruitment. And these are like maximum reps, 100% effort up quite a steep hill, but for a very limited amount of time. So anywhere between sort of 6 and 10 seconds. And then you want a massive amount of rest. So like 2 or 3 minutes. So you want to be fully recovered at the end of these. So actually, like from a pain perspective, you're going to be in no pain with these things, because actually you're only be running for like 6 seconds. So it's really like doing, you know, 50 meter sprints. There is an intensity there, but actually it's not something you dread, and you get this huge, huge recovery. So you're not like, you know, it doesn't even necessarily get any harder as the session goes on. It's like, it's just a pure thing for like building, building speed, fast pitch recruitment. So actually quite a nice one, that if you're kind of dreading hills and you still want to get quicker, something like that, actually, as long as you're sort of warmed up enough,
yeah,
it's actually quite a nice
give
option.
Give me a gradient.
Anywhere between 10 and 15.
Ooh.
It's tricky when people say that, isn't it? Because like,
who
measures that? Basically a steep hill. That's okay. What it wants to be steep. It's not a gradual gradient. It's a pretty steep hill.
Is that the same as 10 to 15 on a treadmill? Is that how it works?
Yeah.
So that is really steep.
Yeah, it's like if you were walking up it, you'd be like leaning forward and that whole thing. Yeah. So that's a good one. All right, here's another one. I'll read one out. Long hill intervals, which is best for increasing VO2 max and aerobic power. So this is the exact opposite, basically. And in this session, you should aim to get your heart rate up to around 95% of your max. So that's pretty much up there. And you're doing longer efforts of between 2 to 4 minutes. On a gradient a little bit less, sort of 6 to 10%. So you want to do like 6 sets of 3 minutes uphill with a slow sort of 2-3 minute jog recovery.
Okay.
Right? So how's that?
Sounds hard.
That sounds long hills.
Sounds hell on earth.
Go for it, Jane.
Yeah, no. I'm gonna go for one that's a natural introduction to hill training.
Should have started with this one. Everyone should have started with this one.
Everyone who's on the Jane plan of avoiding hills, here's what we're going to do. We're going to simply take our threshold or tempo runs over an undulating course rather than a flat route to gradually adapt your body to hill work. This could fit in the 22 joy plan.
All right.
So 45 to 60 minute run, 25 minutes running at 85 to 90% of your max heart rate over a constantly undulating route. So you don't have to go and find a hill. You just got to find a route that's not fully flat. And then you just got to do your normal tempo session and just take the hills as they come and not. But you don't have to. I think that's the worst part for me, that bit where you like, you know, I've done a run with my brother and he was like, we went to the bottom of the hill and he was like, right, we're going to do this. And just standing there looking at a hill, that's a bit I think I hate. Yeah, whereas I think when you're actually doing it, you're like, oh, this is horrible, but it's not that bad. But the bit when you're at the bottom of the hill, this is another metaphor for life, guys. That's a really hard bit for me. So maybe if I just don't know when the hills are coming and it's kind of, maybe that'd be better. So I'm going to try this. I'll feedback.
Right. And on the very other end of the spectrum, I'd say this is almost the anti joy session. But maybe you could like you could sort of swap it, couldn't you? Weeks, you could have your sprint one, that's quite all right. Then Ben's one, which was hard. Then Jane's joy one, and then the hill sandwich session. It hasn't got anything to do with eating a sandwich after running up a hill. Although you could add that in if you want. I've heard this is really effective, but it sounds really horrible. And it's best for sort of speed, endurance, preparing for race day because it's horrible. And this is essentially going for about 8 minutes at 10K pace. So pretty, like a pretty good effort. So you're probably already a little bit sort of gassed at the end of that. Then you get 2 minutes rest, and then you hit the hills after that, and you do sort of 10 times 50 seconds pretty fast with a jog back down. Then you get 2 minutes rest, and then you could either do 8 minutes again at 10K pace. That's probably the simplest way of looking at it. But it's, I mean, that's a nasty session, I think. But you'd probably feel quite good at the end of it because you've actually, you know, you've gone through something there.
You're doing 8 minutes at 10K pace, then 10 lots of 50-second fast hills.
Yeah.
So 10 hill reps.
10 hill reps.
Yeah, 10 hill reps. And with a jog back, and then 2 minutes rest, and then basically another 8 minute effort.
Mm.
So it's like 30 minutes of horrible. Oh, wow. That's 30 minutes of work with a little rest in between.
Well, the notes from Tom say it's great to include in cross country season, and which is right now. So
that's, get out there.
Get out there, guys, and do some hills.
But yeah, I do think that if you had a few hill sessions in your back pocket rather than just one, it might make it an easier thing to kind of put into a weekly or a 10-day schedule. You might be like, you know what, don't really fancy that hill session, but maybe actually the undulating tempo one, I can get my head around that and that'd be right.
For sure. It does make me want to go and do a hill session.
Yeah.
That's it.
Which one?
My one. I read it out. I want to go and do some long hills. Just got to find a long hill.
That's the other thing, isn't it? Yeah, you have to have quite a big hill.
Yeah, how do you find them?
Just after everyone's.
I guess, Ben, you know where the hills are because you're a cyclist. Cyclists love hills. Whereas if you're a runner, where'd you find the hills?
Ask a cyclist.
Find a cyclist.
Find a cyclist. Excuse me! Excuse me!
Download an app. I'm sure there's an app.
Yeah, yeah. Where to find the hills. Just look on like OS Maps, Gradient. Just, you know.
Yeah, downloaded topography. Hated it.
What?
But I just couldn't work it, Ben. Couldn't work it. Couldn't find anything.
It's one of my absolute favourite apps.
Do you know my problem with that app? And I hope they're listening to this podcast. They don't tell you what trails you can take dogs on. So downloaded it, went to the Cotswolds, kept getting screamed at for farmers for being in their fields. Sorry about that, everyone.
Are you sure that's just not people? Because if it's a bridle way, but sometimes you can be on a bridle way and landowners resent the fact that there's a bridle way going through their land, so they'll just be cross about it.
It could have been that. I've had that. I just experienced a lot of rage and I blame the app.
Blame the app, not the
and
people.
Deleted all right. It.
Well, anyway, it will give you gradient, so you know you can look at an area and judge how hilly it is. But you're all right, Rick. You've got a new house and you're quite near some. South London hills.
I'm near a lot of hills actually. It's almost impossible to avoid them actually. So I've got no option but to embrace some hills actually.
There you go, perfect.
I think that's probably about it, isn't it? We've had a real mix of stuff there: a bit of beginner stuff, bit of hills, bit of comparing ourselves to Alexander Sorokin, the great croupier and ultra runner. You know, something for everyone. Hey, I tell you what, let's try and get a guest next week as well, eh?
Yeah, that's two episodes without a guest, so we apologise if you only tune in for that, because that's probably why you do listen for an expert. So yeah, we promise there'll be someone brilliant next week.
Will it be
maybe Kipchoge?
Yeah,
I'll drop him a DM.
just DM him, just let him know,
hey, I'm your number one fan, want to come on my podcast?
Yeah,
I'll get blocked.
Hold tight for that one, listeners. Yeah, we can't guarantee anything, but Jane will make
watch
the request.
This space.
Okay, well, on that note, that brings us to the end of this week's Runner's World podcast. Hope you enjoyed it, and thanks very much for listening.
It's the new year, so you should subscribe to a new running magazine. I know, this running magazine, Runner's World. Head over to hearstmagazines.co.uk/runnersworldpodcast to get an exclusive listener offer of 3 issues for just £5.
And you can listen to the Runner's World podcast on Acast, iTunes, and all your favourite podcast apps. Just search Runner's World UK and subscribe for more Kipchoge tips, hill running tips, and just great running banter from all of us.
Three people who use this podcast as therapy.
Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Bye. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well,
HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.